Last dance for Lou Dobbs on CNN this week. Sad day for some, and yet for others, they're celebrating. In fact, we have many Latino activist organizations this week claiming a victory over the resignation of Lou Dobbs. And to explain why they're celebrating, we have Gustavo Arellano, staff writer with OC Weekly and journalist behind the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. He joins us from California, where it's quite early. Good morning, Gustavo.
Hello.
So, first of all, explain to me, what was the problem that some of these Latino activist organizations had with Lou Dobbs? Why were they constantly protesting him?
It wasn't just Latino organizations. It was also organizations like Media Matters and people, frankly, who don't want liars on the air. And that was a big thing with Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs would spout nothing but lies upon lies that would then transform into jeremiads against immigrants, specifically immigrants from Mexico. That was a big problem that people had. The reasoning was, we don't want a voice like Lou Dobbs on a legitimate news network like CNN. But come on, the reality was that they didn't want Lou Dobbs because he's a liar.
And now many of these Latino activist organizations are claiming victory and saying that at least they played a significant role in CNN, they say, letting him go. Do you buy that?
I would hope so, and I say I would hope so because right now we don't know the real reasoning behind Dobbs leaving CNN. We don't know if the brass at CNN said, you know what, you're just alienating too many Latino viewers, and we're going to kick them off. Although I do have to say, for a good year or so, CNN stuck by Lou Dobbs, and even after Lou left CNN, the head of CNN said nothing but nice words about him, saying we're happy to see him take his activist brand of journalism somewhere else. I'm paraphrasing here. And so at the very least, those organizations behind BossaDobbs.com at least put the message out there, and we're getting increasingly more media attention from the New York Times and other organizations. But it remains to be seen what are the real reasons for Dobbs leaving. Maybe Dobbs wants to be a politician. That's the reason why he left. We still don't know right now.
Okay, well at least get a couple answers from our next guest. Johnny Roberts is a media analyst. So Johnny, you just heard Gustavo pretty much say that Lou Dobbs is a liar. Is that common knowledge? Is that something we can just accept without questioning?
Well, certainly Lou Dobbs wouldn't regard himself as a liar, but I think it was a combination of factors behind Lou's exit from a network there that he spent a good chunk of his career, 30 years. It's not a good thing to alienate a big part of the audience out there, or a potential big part of your audience out there. Clearly, CNN wants Latinos to come to that network. They've run special programming in order to attract Latinos to that network. At the same time, Lou was kind of upside down with the management of the network on other fronts.
There was the birthing thing. About Barack Obama's birth certificate.
And also, to your guest's point, Lou was upside down with the branding of the network. The network brands itself as a sort of Switzerland of cable television news.
Right.
Not opinion.
We're in the middle ground in between Fox News and MSNBC.
Exactly. A straight, more traditional news telecast. And Lou was kind of upside down with that branding.
Yeah, his audience was not the same as Anderson Cooper, say. This calls into mind that particular question, this kind of a larger argument maybe on the activism of news networks. As you said, we have Fox Network, stereotypically very far to the right. We've got MSNBC with Keith Olbermann, stereotypically far to the left. And we had this odd occurrence between Jon Stewart of The Daily Show and Sean Hannity of Fox this week. Let's take a listen.
It seems Sean Hannity used footage of a bigger crowd from a totally different event to make last week's GOP healthcare rally appear more heavily attended.
Although it pains me to say this, Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, he was right. So, Mr. Stewart, you were right. We apologize. But by the way, I want to thank you and all your writers for watching.
When a comedy show is driving the Fox News Network, all these cable networks are marginal. They're meaningless. Their audiences are tiny. They're irrelevant, I think.
This is all about business here, and I think a point in time to look at is the startup of Fox Network. Fox or the owners of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, started that network because he saw an opening in the marketplace. He characterized, demonized, if you will, CNN as a liberal network. So he launched his network in order to bring a more balanced approach. What that meant in practical terms is more of the conservative view. And there was an audience out there for that. And you saw that MSNBC took a page from that book, seeing that
and
as a successful route, went the other route.
But Gustavo, I'm wondering, we're talking about these being very marginalized audiences, but many activist organizations, not just Latinos, say, you know, it's fine to say that they have their particular audiences and it's not the general populace of the United States. But these activist organizations say, look, what happens on these TV shows influences public policy and it ends up hurting people. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at what's happened with Glenn Beck and his various crusades against people in the Obama administration, where eventually some of these people have had to resign. Van Jones, of course, being the most notorious example. And also, when you the way media works is, if somebody states it, then people assume, oh, well, it has to be fact. If somebody on CNN is saying that, for instance, Latinos have brought in 3,000 cases of leprosy in the past 3 years.
We are losing Gustavo Arellano, but his point...
Lou Dobbs like, yanked his line out of the house.
I think the takeaway for me here is, you know, I belong to the Society of Professional Journalists. They say that the aim is to always maintain an appearance of objectivity, even if you can't always be completely objective. But it looks like maybe we've left the appearance of objectivity behind in some circles.
And that's certainly the case in primetime. That's where these networks are branded. And it's a political branding that's going on.
Okay, Johnny Roberts is a media analyst. We also heard from Gustavo Arellano, staff writer for OC Weekly, and the journalist behind the syndicated column, Ask a Mexican.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.